The following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
Welcome to Making Your Home Great. I'm Mike Slaman. I'm usually the, you know, the guy in the back room, make sure everybody's doing what they have to do. I give them water because I don't, you know, it's hot. We have just an incredible crowd here. You hear all the noise going on. We have one of our favorites here, Holly Bowers from Roofworks, and Marty Woodward has invited us to join us. We are broadcasting live today, continuing this historic broadcast, which extended from the Weekend Gardener. We are at Rescue Wood Rehab. We're in Fuquay Arena at 718 North Main Street. And if you're coming down for the first time and you're looking for street addresses, it may be a little confusing. So we're in the shopping center, the Fuquay Arena. What's it called now?
Shopping center.
Well, that's a good name for a shopping center in Fuquay Arena. So
yes.
There isn't a second one.
There isn't. No, there's just the one Fuquay Arena shopping center. And it's opposite of opposite end of the shopping center from the Guardian Angel, if anybody's familiar with the Guardian Angel, which is a big name around here.
Right. All right. So this is Rescue Wood Rehab.
Rescued Wood Rehab.
Now, to be honest with you, Marty, when I thought about that, I thought about, is this the place where misbehaved wood goes?
You know, it's misbehaved woodworkers go. But no, a local wood shop will do anything from sell you a piece of wood to build a complete project for you.
Oh.
And you know, great to be here to serve the area and provide. My wife almost tripped over my dog. random comments on the radio. It's great to serve a great local community and be a part of such an awesome area. And there's so many great local woodworkers in the area and craftsmen in the area, and it's so fun to be a part of it.
Yeah, and I want to point out, because I was talking to your master woodwork, what's his
master
title?
Craftsman.
Master Craftsman.
Keith the Master Craftsman, yes.
Keith the Master Craftsman, yes. Keith, because let's be honest, I'm not one of the most handy people. So this is a place for woodworkers and non-woodworkers.
Absolutely. So if somebody's working on a do-it-yourself project and they just want to buy a piece of wood, they're looking for a nice slab of walnut or a piece of maple, they can come and buy that from us. Or if someone is wanting a full project done, we can complete that project, whether that's a table, a shelf, a beam, a fireplace mantle. We'll do the whole project for them. Also, there are those folks who want to do part of a project, but they don't have the tools to do the whole project. We can actually provide the services. Maybe they have everything, but they don't have a planer, or they have everything, but they don't have a table saw. We'll make the cuts or plane the wood or glue up a tabletop for someone if they need that. So either just a piece of wood or a complete project and everything in between. And we're always available to provide advice and support on someone who's stuck on a project or is just looking to jump into something. Always happy to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, where do you get this beautiful wood? I mean, we're seeing huge slabs of huge trees that have gone through some big saw.
Exactly.
Where do you get that stuff? It's gorgeous.
Yeah, we actually source live edge slabs locally around the Fuquay Arena area, and then also from the North Carolina mountains. In fact, some of the bigger slabs you're referring to that are on our floor right now, we've got maple and walnut there that was hurricane wood. So during Helene last fall, of course, the North Carolina mountains were devastated, and as part of that devastation, trees fell. The mills in the mountains are now getting to those trees, and they're getting them into the kilns, getting them dry.
Yeah.
And we've been able to get our hands on some of the what we call the hurricane wood. So being able to rescue that wood and put it to good use in the future is important.
So. Yeah, I know you were looking at maybe for a mantle for some of those woods, right?
Oh, yeah, I was asking him because I did a house with all reclaimed floors, railroad tie beams, and a mantle, and it was really cool. I was just wondering if he did all that, like if you cut the reclaimed floors, do a whole house with that.
We technically could do a whole house with that kind of stuff if you were interested in doing that, or we can work with the mills that could possibly do that for
That's
you.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Is there any one thing you specialize in that you do the most?
Wood. Yeah. No, and people ask us if we have a specialty, if there's one thing out there that we do, and the answer is that we'll do anything. As long as your budget, you know, can handle it, we'll do it, right? Now, there are certain things where we're going to advise you to go to a specialist. If you're looking for a custom-made pool cue, you really want the custom-made pool cue guy, not us. But we'll certainly give it a try if you want us to, you know, go and do that. But, you know, anything, if you're looking for that oddity that goes into a certain space in your house and you can't go find that, just, you know, if you're putting in a special size cabinet that has seven different angles or something. Yeah. Those are the kinds of things we want to be able to help folks with, or at least partner, you know, with others on.
Okay. Well, we are broadcasting live here, as I said, so come on and join us. Still some food left over from the weekend gardener, so we would love to see you. Love to have you join the conversation, too, 919-860-9783 if you have a question for anyone. You brought a guest along.
I did. I wanted to.
And I know this guy.
You do know this guy. I'm gonna turn it over actually to him and let him talk about what he's got going on. Rescued Wood Rehab is we take pride in partnering with all kinds of folks. You mentioned, you know, is there something that you do or don't do? Well, sometimes there are things out of the scope of our work that don't really fit, and we want to be able to partner with folks and have connections with people because there's plenty of work to be done. It's not always competition. A lot of times it's collaboration that makes us all successful. So I just want to introduce someone, and I'm going to hand it over to him for a few minutes and just let him talk with you guys. Kurt Heiner with KB Expo, and I know Kirk is going to share more of his background and his history, and thank you for partnering with Rescued Wood Rehab. We look forward to working with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, welcome again to the to the show. We first connected with Kirk at the home show just a few months ago, and you had this huge bus that's there that where you actually go to homes,
right? It's our mobile showroom.
If need be. Yeah. But you had a bigger vision in mind with your home base, which is in Anger, which is a stone's throw from here.
Right.
How's that going along?
Very good. So we have a home remodeling business with this kitchen and bath, but then we had this vision to do what we did in our first showroom 30 years ago. We did this. This was pre-internet, and we had done this cooperative showroom where you have multitude of vendors, and we just had the same people, the same woodworkers, the same iron guys, the same glass people on the same projects, and we were on these very high-end homes. And so we just said, hey, what if we all got it in one building and did this magnificent showroom where everybody can see and feel and touch everything from doors to floors, everything. And there isn't really anything like that in the Triangle.
Really, one-stop shop.
Right, exactly. So
you can meet everybody
from these experts to painters to remodelers. And so we had this vision. And I bought this web domain about 10 years ago called KB Expo.
That was smart, Kirk.
And they were like, well, how is that available? You know, so basically it's a home show 24/7, 365. It's open, you know, for the public to come in and find every resource to decorate their house, to remodel it, upgrade the home. And so last time we did it, 30 years ago, I think I talked with 26 companies, presidents of businesses, men and women, and I said, would you join us? 23 out of 26 said, absolutely, I will join you, help in the cost, and we'll just make something fun. And everybody exploded. So we're doing it again now, but now we have the internet, so that's different, right? So we have the ability to put out everything from videos and podcasts and blogs and talking about everybody that's part of this. So we could end up with 50 different vendors of everything from outdoor kitchens, right, to landscapers, to lighting, to to appliances.
You know, the great thing about it, it's kind of like what we built here with Making Your Home Great, because we have vetted the professionals. We
have
found the cream of the crop of the people, and
you're
the one that brought them together,
right.
So you better do what you said.
Exactly. So we're going to make the physical incarnation of what this show has been about.
Exactly.
Right? And let them meet those people, because the homeowners need to connect to maybe just one tradesman. They just need a good painter. They don't want to just, you know, roll the dice and hope that the guy that can't speak English could come and paint their house well the first shot out the gate.
Yeah, but it's more than a vision.
It is.
So you have a huge place.
Yeah, we have about 7,000 square feet over in Andrew.
Wow.
And we've been decorating and working on it for months. We'll be opening in about a month. On the 23rd is our grand opening, a Saturday in August, from 10 to 2. We'll have, you know, food and drinks and music, and that way everyone can meet each other, and we'll probably have live cooking, and so it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and you have a partner in this, Twyla.
Yep, my wife.
Who we met.
Yep.
Who has a certain eye for things.
She does. She's a visionary. In fact, they wrote her up in a magazine called Northwest Woman Magazine. They said, you know, who has a child at 37? What's harder to do, have a child at 37, to build a cooperative showroom with multiple 30-some-odd vendors, or to invent the coolest kitchen and bath sales tool in the world? And they said, I don't know, you'll have to ask Twyla Hunter. She did all three of those in 1 year.
Wow.
And she invented this rotisserie, basically, for kitchen and bathware.
It's like a big lazy
Three levels.
And you find something you like.
Exactly.
And you find a compliment.
Right.
And then something else that you weren't even thinking about. Maybe like backsplash.
We talked about that at the home show, because that was
it's amazing.
Huge.
It's all her. It's not me. But the very first one we did was actually built with the propeller blade from a Cessna inside. So the shaft from the propeller of a Cessna airplane was inside.
Wow.
You could spin 500 pounds of granite and quartz with your little pinky.
Wow.
And it would rotate around softly, and you can line up your cabinets with your counters and your backsplash, and it just helps people make a decision.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're listening to Making Your Home Great, so we're going to be back with more here live from Rescue What Rehab at 718 North Main Street. This is Making Your Home Great.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
Well, it's Mike. But that's okay, because I'm not usually on, and, you know. But we have some great people here. We have Holly Bowers from Roofworks. You've been hearing from Kirk, of course, with Luxury Bath Express. Let's talk about the heat, guys. This has been crazy. I know you're from the Northwest originally.
Right.
He lived in Hawaii and left. I don't even understand that. But let's talk about how heat affects roofs. Does it give a shorter lifespan when you have such...
It does. I mean, if you don't have proper ventilation, yes, it'll break those shingles down a lot faster. It's also going to make your house less efficient, because your AC system is going to run and cause higher electric bills. So there's a lot of things that go into play with your current system versus getting a new system and making sure that your ventilation is all exactly the way it needs to be.
Okay. So, you know, when somebody has a roof done.
And insulation.
They don't think about it.
That's
vents.
A big deal.
So what type of vents are needed in a roof?
So every roof needs to have ventilation, unless you have like an encapsulated, insulated attic. You can do either ridge vent, or if you don't do ridge vent, you need to have gable vents, or you need to have some sort of power fan ventilators or solar vents. But you also need to have ventilation coming through the eave.
Mm-hmm.
Because the air comes in through the eave, it has to go out somewhere through the top of the roof.
So those are the soffits?
It's soffits, yes.
Soffits, mm-hmm. I've seen those.
Could have soffits. There are so many factors. You could have soffits, but then you have insulation that's blocking the soffits, which means the airflow is not getting through. So that's just getting somebody up there that can do a good inspection to make sure that everything is working efficiently and you even have enough ventilation. We've seen ridge vent put on homes that they never cut the ridge open, so it looks like you have ventilation, but there's no cut at the top of the roof, which means air's not getting out.
It's all cosmetic.
And a lot of that's just workmanship issues, and I think I'll let you kind of chime in on that, too.
This is Richard Nordheim. He's here from Enhanced Renovations, one of our sponsors. Yeah, you had a comment to make?
Yeah, I was going to ask the effects of spray foam insulation in a roof. Tell me a little bit about how that would possibly affect or be a benefit to the roof of the home.
Oh, well, we have to wait about 10 minutes for the real guy to give that answer.
Brock's coming in. Yeah. I mean, I think we've seen spray foam, which is great, and then we've seen situations where it wasn't done correctly, and it actually turned out to be a disaster. So I think it really depends on making sure you're going with a company like Brock's company. Mm-hmm. So they're doing it right and ensuring if they're doing an encapsulated system that all the ventilation is cut off, there's no airflow in there. So it's really us working with someone like Brock to ensure that if Brock's coming in behind us to insulate the attic, that he's putting the proper system in based on what that particular client needs and what's going to best service them.
Have you seen it improperly done, and what does that look like,
and
what are the effects?
I mean, we actually had a big house. It was several years ago, but it rotted the whole entire roof deck. They had a very, very expensive product. They had the whole house was tile, and they were leaking, but it was encapsulated. They couldn't see the water coming inside, and when we started pulling the tiles up, the whole entire roof deck was completely rotted.
Wow. They used the wrong type of insulation.
Yeah, so I mean,
open
it
cell
was,
versus and
it was
closed
a,
cell.
It was a very, very big house, so it was very expensive to fix that, but there's things that can go wrong if you don't have the right systems put in place.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. This is Making Your Home Great. We're live from Rescue Wood Rehab. Come join us, 718 North Main Street, as I'm told, in the Fuquay Arena Shopping Center. Come join us. This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF. Hey, we're back here on Making Your Home Great. We are at Rescue Wood Rehab with the owner, Marty Woodward. It's in the Fuquay Arena Shopping Center, but look for the big chair.
Look for the big chair.
You had Sasquatch come by or something?
So the big chair that we have in our side yard has actually got an interesting story. Our original shop dog, Bud, was with us for many years. He was the director of marketing, and we had built him a very large doghouse in the side yard. And when he passed this past October, we disassembled the doghouse and built a chair. So we thought it was practical, and, a 9.5-foot Adirondack chair makes perfect sense.
Sure it does.
But that is actually that has actually been taken down Main Street in Fuquay Arena. It has been in the Christmas parade. So that chair has some story behind it, but it's kind of fun for people to sit in it and take pictures and that kind of thing. So.
All right, well, we have a big show here. I want to thank you for inviting us here. Next hour, we got Rhonda Bentley Plummer from Help Me Rhonda Interiors, Tommy Hastings from the oldest hardware store in the area, Burke Brothers Hardware. We're going to be back here at Rescue Wood Rehab with lots more right here on WPTF.
This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. Remember, if you missed any of the portions of today's show, we archive all of our shows as podcasts available wherever you get your podcasts and on demand always at WPTF.com. Now back to our host, Dave Alexander.
Or Mike Slayman. You know, I'm not on enough to get a professional intro. Brock Emmons.
I made it.
Welcome. Welcome to Fuquay Arena. We are at Rescue Wood Rehab.
We sure are.
The smell.
Yeah, it reeks of cedar as soon as you walk in the door. I'm home in this location. This is a beautiful shop they have here with so many different options of lumber. It's insane. So how long have you been doing this?
We've been here in Fuquay Arena for 6 years now.
6 years.
Yeah.
You look a lot more established.
Well,
this is amazing.
We
love this place.
We add sawdust every day just to keep it. Yeah.
You must have a lot of interior design people that come through here.
We do have several interior design folks who come in. They'll bring either come by themselves or bring clients in, and that's always fun to kind of go through that process. And, it's a learning experience for both of us trying to figure out exactly, you know, sometimes there's a vision, right? And then every customer, whether it's interior designer or just somebody who saw a picture or has an idea, it's fun to bring that vision to life. Right. And sometimes it's a matter of just kind of laying all the wood out here on the floor and, you know, let's build the table ahead of time. Let's see that piece of wood on the floor and what it looks like, or let's put some legs underneath it. This is what it looks like, or this is how your shelves would look. You know, we'll hold the shelves up so people can see it at eye level, because there's always a different perspective on a piece of wood and what you can do with it.
And you're always searching for more wood.
You know, that's one of the most interesting things is I thought when I first opened that sourcing wood would be the biggest challenge that I would face. Yeah. And it's actually not. We actually have created relationships with so many different folks. And we have what I call wood hawks out there that source wood from directly from mills sometimes, directly from the woods sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we're able to get our hands on all kinds of different stuff. We barn wood is something that you can get off of barns easily enough, or when people take down barns. But we actually get cutoffs from a furniture company. There's a large furniture company in Durham, and they buy a 12-foot board, make an 8-foot table, and we buy the other 4 feet. And, you know, that's not the prime part of the lumber. But it makes a great shelf, or it makes a small table, or it makes tremendous cutting boards. It depends on what it is, and we're able to, you know, rescue that wood and put it to some use versus it becoming something that's part of a chipper or a burn pile.
Yeah, and it's wood. I mean, it's not that cheap Chinese veneer that you get and you don't know.
Right.
It looks like wood.
Correct.
Well, I mean, just this piece right here, I mean, that almost looks like a fireplace mantle.
These are all fireplace mantles. And so we source things in all kinds of different ways. We got a lot of live edge mantles, and they came out of the mountains. Some of that is hurricane wood as well. And then there's hand-hewn beams that we've sourced from cabins and barns. And some of that is local to this area. And the one on top is a white oak beam, and actually came out of the North Carolina mountains. There are many many old cabins and houses up there that people are having to take down or reconstruct. And we will utilize those pieces and turn it into something beautiful.
Yeah, this is the Live Talk Show, so we do have somebody on the line. Jim from Frog Hop, thank you for joining us on Making Your Home Great.
Greetings from Frog Hop, everybody. Good
Hello,
morning.
Jim.
I hope everybody's doing okay. We're doing okay out here in Frog Hop, so.
That's good. That's good. You have a question for somebody?
Hi, Brock, the baddest kid on the block, and he knows me and Her Majesty Holly. So, yeah, I've got one comment and two questions. One, Roofworks, Holly. Brock explained he has a Shannon at his place, and I don't think it was realized that the people that take the phone calls from us when we have problems and everything, Holly's company's got Shannons all over the place. I've had to call them on some roof leaks, and those people are just so great and everything, and I just wanted to make people aware of it, and they do an outstanding job, Holly. I wanted to let you know that, so. And two questions that I've got, and Brock, I appreciate the answer that you gave to me on the house inspections. It was very, very interesting on the last time that I called with my questions, so thank you for that. So,
you're very welcome.
When people have mosquitoes, I mean, it's a bug bonanza this year with all the rain and everything.
Yes,
and
it has been.
People come and spray for mosquitoes. Holly, do people really realize that if they have backed up gutters and everything, that's a perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes? Because I've asked some of my neighbors, you got mosquitoes problems, have you looked up in the gutters? And they were clogged up at the ends and everything, and, you know, that's a perfect breeding ground for it. And the second question I've got is that this includes house inspection when it comes to roofs. I moved into my townhouse in 1991, and the townhouse was built in 1986. And I really wonder if people don't cross corners and have shortcuts when it comes to, because I had 9 years and it started leaking after 9 years, and I would with the original roof, and I would have thought that it would have lasted longer and everything. So Holly, can I get your perspective on people maybe cutting corners either when they build a new house or there's an existing house, a townhouse or something like that? And do they do the proper roof inspections? I don't think that they do, and I wonder if they cut corners. And I'll let everybody go, and I'd like to leave everybody with a joke if I could. Do you know what they call dogs that work on top of houses?
Ooh, a good riddle. Dogs that work on top of houses.
Yes. Does anybody have an answer?
Top dog? I don't know.
Top dog? That's not bad. Top dog's not bad. No, what is it, Jim?
The answer is woofers.
Oh, that's a good dad joke right there.
You have a great day and everything, and thanks for everything that you do around for your forest and everything in the HOA. Thank you, and y'all have a great week, and y'all stay cool, okay?
Thank you, Jim. You too.
Yeah, well, there's about 15 questions in that comment there. But he does make a good point about gutters, and roofers does gutters, and when people call and they say, do I need a new gutter? There may be things in the existing gutter. How do you handle that?
Yeah, I mean, that's like he was saying, anytime you got standing water anywhere around your house, it's going to attract bugs. So, I mean, gutter systems, not servicing them, if they're not installed properly, if they're not pitched properly, there's so many things that can contain that water, which in turn causes more than just mosquitoes, really. It causes rot and so many other problems. So you always want to keep them serviced, get them inspected, make sure they're functioning properly, keep that water away from the house, away from the foundation. That's going to help eliminate a lot of those bug problems per se.
Yeah, actually RoofWorks eliminated about half of my mosquito problem this last year when they came and did gutter guard on the back gutters on the back of the house, which is where we spend most of our time. And we noticed this year the mosquitoes were a little stronger than they have been in the last few years, but it wasn't as bad on our back porch, and I think that was one of the contributing factors.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, when it comes to roof damage after, 6-7 years...
I don't know, because that's...
It could be weather-related.
It could just be maintenance. I mean, you have, depending on the components that are put on a roof system, if you go with, the cheaper, what we call 3-in-1 pipe boots...
Right.
They're going to deteriorate. If we say 5 to 7 years max, most likely you're going to get out of those pipe boots before they have to be replaced and cause leaks. 9 years in, it's probably general maintenance. More so if you're not seeing leaks until then, it most likely is general maintenance, because if there's issues from workmanship, if it's really bad, it's going to come out very quickly.
Yeah.
But, 5+ years or so is when that water, if there's a problem and the flashings especially, a lot of times you won't see it until it's too late, because water's getting behind the wall, it's rotting walls out. So it's hard to say, but as far as home inspections go, we talked about this on the other show, Brock,
right.
I think. But the big thing is getting the trades out there specifically for what needs to be inspected. So a lot of times if the inspector's not getting on the roof, they're making a note saying get a certified roofer to come out there and do a further inspection. But really somebody needs to get up there, boots on the roof. Drones are not going to catch things. All they're going to do is give you an overall view, but the drones don't pull shingles up. They don't look at nail patterns. They can't see the real tiny details. That's why you need to have a roofing company go out.
There's too much information in the world for us to know everything, right? There's plumbers because there's a plumbing license that goes with that. It takes a career to learn all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Electrical, framing, okay, insulation, roofing.
Right.
Home inspectors know a little bit about everything, and they don't know everything about anything. So if you're going to purchase a home, home inspectors are normally charging you $1,500 to $2,000 to $3,000 to come out and do a full home inspection. I guarantee you can have a roofer, plumber, electrician, framer, drywaller, painting guy, kitchen and bathroom remodeling guy, insulation guy. They can all come out for probably less money, and now you're getting the information directly from the people that specialize in that category. I'm not taking shots at home inspectors, okay? I understand that, respectfully, I know how much information they have to know, and it's just too much. Mm-hmm. Very few people know all of it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's great to get them out there and let them, you know, throw flags on things that just don't look right, but also do your due diligence and get the other trades out there. I mean, it's worth spending $3,000 on the front end buying a brand new home or an older home
right.
to get everything covered that you know is going to be a problem down the road versus, you know, spending $800 on a home inspection and then you run into these problems 5 years later.
Yep.
So
right.
it's I just don't think people do enough of their due diligence to get all of the information needed. And then they start, you know, then you have the blame game where you didn't tell me this. Well, really, you should just make sure that you, as a homeowner, go ahead and do your homework.
Yeah, and,
right.
be, and be proactive
That's
on
right.
things. For instance, why didn't I put in that insulation last year?
Right.
We're going to be talking about
It's that. Just knowing. I mean, if you've got $50,000 worth of renovations coming, you need to know that before you purchase a home because that is, there's a lot of upkeep with buying a home.
There is, and that is why we have the show.
Especially it's called- nowadays with everything costing, you know, double or triple than it used to cost back, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
I have a quick question.
1 second. We need to take a break here. This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
Yeah, well, we know it's Mike. I mean, we do. But we are here with a panel of experts. When Brock and I created the show, this is what we envisioned, right? Just a bunch of people that know what they're talking about. Talking to our listeners, and let's talk about what your guys have been faced with this year, this last week.
Yeah.
When you hear the feels like temperature, does some of the humidity get up into the attic? Does it really feel like 140?
Yeah, it's
does it really?
Yeah, so we this last week and this upcoming week, I don't know if you guys have checked the weather, but it looks like we're going to have another very warm week. It's supposed to get into the low 80s after this upcoming week, so maybe we'll get lucky and see a little bit of a cool front come through. But the last couple of weeks, we've been getting 90 to 93 degree days. Most of the attics that we're temping out midday are coming in at about the 125 to 135 range. Now, if we run into, this last week, we've run into a lot of hip roofs. And hip roofs are kind of like a pyramid, I guess is how I try to describe to people. You got four sides that all kind of come up to, so you got this tiny little 6-foot ridge.
Flat on top.
Right,
yeah.
Trying to ventilate this massive attic space that has these huge vaulted rafters. So we were temping out attics at 145 to 152 this week. And, of course, those are customers are saying, we cannot get our house below 74 degrees. We'll put it on 68. The thing runs from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and I'm just struggling to get it down. And I get up in the attic, and they've got, you know, 8 feet of insulation. I'm like, well, insulation is not your problem. You're having a ventilation issue. So now it's trying to discuss with them about what type of solar attic fans or electric fans that you can put up there to help display some of that heat transfer. But my guys are getting pulled out of the attic at noon. And
wow.
we're some of the customers have been great this
yeah.
last few weeks. Some have been, well, why are you guys leaving at noon? It's like, well, it's 140, and you know, we gotta keep these guys safe. If you call us in February, I promise we'll be out there from sun up to sundown if
yeah.
needed.
Yeah.
This time of year, we've just got to make sure that our guys are safe, so we get in early and we get out early. But it's been tough.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking for years. Your company, Triangle Radiant Barrier, you have Radiant Barrier. The reason you want to do the show is to tell people what Radiant Barrier does. How much would that help the situation in attic this week?
Well, we had two customers this week that had a radiant barrier rafter install. One of them was a very diligent. He was a well-informed homeowner. I enjoyed my conversation with him. He was a engineer, as you know, most of us have dealt with engineers. So they're either amazing to deal with or you're answering 9,000 questions.
Right.
He was great. He had thermometers and thermostats set up in his attic a week before we ever came out. And then after we insulated his rafters, he actually called me Friday. Saturday? He called me yesterday.
Yeah.
And said, well, I'm temping out my attic right now at 91. It's 94 outside, and that's down from 140.
Hey, that's great.
So for him, it made a massive impact. Now, he had a hip roof. We needed to kind of adjust the ventilation a little bit, and then we did the rafters. But, I mean, the impact it makes is a no-brainer. Now, we do spray foam. We do blown in and batted and attic cat and rock wool and any kind of insulation you can think of. But if your issue is heat, radiant barrier is one of the better options, and it's actually cheaper than most of the other options we offer as a company. So that's why we're called Triangle Radiant Barrier, not Triangle Spray Foam.
That's right.
We do spray foam, but that's the radiant barrier is the best bang for your buck. You're going to get the biggest impact and spend the least amount of money to get it.
Yeah, one of our experts, Richard Nordheim from Enhanced Renovations is joining us again. You were with us last week, so thank you for pulling up a chair again. You had a question earlier.
I certainly appreciate the opportunity to be here and be amongst all these awesome folks, so thank you for that. Actually, now I have two questions. So one back.
That's what the show does. It just brings
gave
up
him time.
More
gave him time.
So one back to Holly. What are we finding as far as the most common valleys that people are doing? I'm seeing woven valleys, and of course I know that in my experience, having been doing roofing for many years, different types of installations from commercial and residential, that if it's improperly done, a woven valley is the most difficult thing to deal with because you have to basically take so much apart versus a cut-in valley. What are you seeing most commonly?
Yeah, I mean, we always do cut valleys on new roof installs, but obviously doing repairs on, I mean, you know, woven valleys cause lots of leaks, so they're always treacherous repairs. They're expensive, and for the most part, the leak issues we're seeing has really always been from woven valleys done incorrectly.
Okay, well, we are taking your questions here. We're live from Rescue Wood Rehab, 718 North Main Street in the Fuquay-Wave Arena Shopping Center. We've got a little more coming up this hour, and we're here all the way till 1, so drop on by. This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF. Okay, we are back here for just a few minutes. Marty Woodward joining us, the owner of Rescue Wood Rehab. Do you have a particular project that you recently did that you were kind of excited to see the finished product?
Oh, God, every project is exciting here. We did do a very large epoxy ocean table here recently.
Wow.
With a couple of huge slabs of maple that we ended up taking to Nag's Head for a customer on their beach house. Those really pretty intricate pieces are really exciting to do. But I will say that, you know, sometimes just creating the shelf that we did for somebody yesterday that is going to fit perfectly in their bathroom, those are exciting too, because if it's exciting for the customer, it's exciting for us, because we're serving their need. And I'm sure that is with everybody here at the table here, is that when you take care of a customer and it gives you a good feeling and they are happy and you are happy, everybody wins. And, you know, so the pretty ones are really nice and pretty, but hey, if it's just a utility shelf that I need in my pantry, you took care of that person's problem, and that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, it's just little accents. It just adds so much warmth and character to
a
room.
Real wood. There's no way to get anything close to real wood. We try to fake it as a society all the time in plastics and all that kind of other stuff. But having a real piece of wood as a table or a shelf or an accent piece in your house just makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, do you provide the brackets to hang?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we do brackets, and we'll do all the work for hanging shelves. We're either floating or bracketed shelving. Either way, we'll help somebody solve their issue.
Okay, we got another hour coming up here, Making Your Home Great, guys. So hang on. This is WPTF. Welcome to Hour 2 of Making Your Home Great. We love being on remote. We are here at Rescue Wood Rehab at 718 North Main Street, if you put in the GPS. But like me, you know, you're going down the street, you're looking for numbers.
Right.
Thank God they're in a shopping center, the Fuquay Arena shopping center, right at the end. Look for the big chair.
The big chair, you'll find it.
Heard the story about the big chair. That's really touching.
Yeah.
With us is Keith Veronese.
Correct.
You're the master woodworker.
That's what they call me here. Yeah. I don't know that I need that title. Every time there's a problem, the master will fix it. That's what I hear.
So did you start like a lot of us at seventh grade woodshop?
Right.
You know, we always look forward to going to woodshop at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and really had fun. When did it really get in your bones?
The whole time growing up, my father was real handy, and he had all the tools in the basement. And when he wasn't looking, we were using the tools. And as long as there was no sawdust on them when we got back, when he got back, everything was fine. And when I moved into my first house, he goes, well, my whole time growing up, he goes, I don't know how anybody could own a house and not own a table saw. So that was drilled into me every day. So I bought a house, and I'm like, guess I need a table saw.
Obviously, that's the first purchase.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, hon.
Yeah.
Well, no, my wife did. She's like, can we get a bench or something over here? I'm like, I could make that. I have to spend $200 on tools, but she goes, well, it's going to cost $1,000 to go buy it.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's where it began.
Yeah. She kept saying, I want this, I want this. And our rule was, and still is, every new project deserves a new tool. I'm out of tools to buy.
I like this rule.
It is.
I might start trying to implement that at my house.
Okay. Well, you know, we've been here for now 4 hours on WPTF, and if you have a question that hasn't been answered, give us a call at 919-860-9783. This is Making Your Home Great. Also with us, Tommy Hastings.
Yes, sir.
Favorite son of Jeff Hastings. Are you the only one?
The only one.
So you are the favorite, Tommy.
I am the favorite. He doesn't have a whole lot of options. Favorite and least favorite. Depends on when you ask him.
What's it like working with your dad?
It's interesting. So, I mean, up until 6 months ago, not only did we work together, we lived together.
Okay.
So you wake up. Come
24
to work,
hours a day.
And then Dad comes in and,
right.
You know, we walk through the doors. It's not Dad, it's Jeff. And then, which is kind of my rule for it. And then we go home and it was Dad and son. And it was interesting. You get into fights. You learn to work through it. And
eventually he needed to learn that he needed to move out.
Yeah. My girlfriend both said, hey, all right, you need to get out of the house. So, all right. So we live 5 minutes from the store now. Commutes a lot better than the half hour up US 1. But
how long have you been working over there with Burke Brothers?
So I turn 24 next week. And I started when I was 50. So this will be 9 years.
9 years, no. Like 24 like
I,
years old.
I begged him for a job, and he said, when you turn 15, I'll give you a job.
All right, so, fine.
Yeah.
That's actually, at 24, you already have, like,
almost a decade of experience.
Yeah, that's really something.
Yeah, I was really fortunate. We had a really good store manager at the time, David Lindsay, who gave us 45 years.
Yeah.
He retired about a year ago June. And he's also a really big woodworker. This is reminding me of him a lot. I'd have to tell him about this. He's going to love it. But I learned from him a lot when he retired. I assumed the store manager role and still learning to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are customers asking you these days?
They're asking me all the questions I used to ask David, all the really hard stuff that they, you know. You talk about it, the home inspectors have to know a little bit about a lot of stuff. That's,
uh-huh.
That's the shoes that I'm in. And then they like to ask me the specific stuff that I don't know about. So,
But there's other people.
But that's why we've got almost 10 employees for 4,000 square feet of sales space. So if I don't know it, Steve's going to know it. If Steve doesn't know it, Eric's going to know it. If Eric doesn't know it, Jeff's going to know it.
Right.
So we've got someone who's going to know what you're talking about, or we've got a long list of people that work with us that we can give you their contact information. They can get you straight away with whatever it is you're working
on. Yeah, and fall is just around the corner. So what should people be thinking about now instead of mid-September, let's say?
That's a good question. Well, we're definitely trying to beat the heat So making sure all those perennials are getting watered every day, because if not, they're going to burn out pretty quick. So we want those to last through the summer.
They're already dead.
They might be, yeah. Let's see if we
that was a question for the last show.
Yeah. Start thinking about your mulches, what we're going to do for the fall planting season. It's never too early to start planning for that. We'll probably have some fall vegetables in probably September or so. And not too far away from the state fair coming up. So
right.
That'll be fun as well.
Let's turn back to Brock. We had a very interesting show a couple weeks ago with Duke Energy and the available tax credits. I think a lot of folks didn't realize that they were so extensive.
Yeah, we saw a big influx after that show. This following week after that show, we had a lot of radio listeners that were reaching out and getting more specifics about the rebates that were available. And that was the general reaction we got from most people was, you're kidding me. They're offering it on this too, and I can get a rebate for this and get a rebate for that. So we're talking about a sizable statistical impact on what it's going to cost you to re-insulate the house or to do other items like, you know, solar attic fans or even air sealing your attic floor, sealing up the HVAC duct registers. They're just offering so many rebates. It's a good opportunity to get in while you can. Now, there's a downside to that. Now we're booked about 7 weeks out right now, so we're getting customers who are like, what, you can't do it till September? And it's like, well, you called us in the heat of the summer, and we're an insulation company. So this is, unfortunately, that's a side effect. But big rebates, save some money on your utility cost. I mean, they're literally paying you to pay them less. You realize that's what they're doing. Yeah. Duke is giving you money to insulate your house, to drop your utility bills, to pay them less.
Yeah, to drop them for a long, long time.
Exactly. Jump in while you can. $700 rebates for insulation, $250 rebates to seal up your duct registers. We charge $250. So you get that for free. I mean, there's so many different things that they're offering in this rebate program. I highly recommend to any of the listeners, if you're a Duke customer, go on to Duke's website, start looking up their rebate program, and I think you will be caught off guard with how much money they're offering to do home improvements.
Yeah, and we're doing a follow-up show coming up in September, kind of focusing on how that affects HVAC heating and also some plumbing as well. You are listening to Making Your Home Great. We're broadcasting live from Rescue Wood Rehab at 718 North Main in the Fuquay Arena Shopping Center on WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now,
yes, and we are here back at Rescue Wood Rehab. We have another guest to bring in now, Rhonda Benvey Plummer from Help Me Rhonda Interiors. Hi there, Rhonda. How are you?
Hello. Seems like you're in my stomping grounds this week.
Well, we are.
We sure are.
We talk on the show a lot about finding a focal point for a room. I mean, is that one of the things that, you know, a warm piece of wood could bring?
Oh, absolutely. So I'm very interested to talk to him about all the stuff that he does, because wood adds a natural warmth to everything, whether it be the floors, beams, just an accent wall, anything. So that just adds a warmth that you can't get with anything else. So I look forward to talking to him a little bit more on the show.
Yeah, and you can make it custom. I mean,
we can make anything. Yeah, people come in all the time and say, "Well, what do you guys do here?" I'll do whatever you want.
Right.
If it's wood, I literally, and people will come in, we were just talking off air about, you know, weird custom things that we really took up a level, and this three-dimensional chessboard that we were talking about, we did it in five different woods. I turned the base to look like the rook from a chessboard. We put a border around it in walnut, and then we accented it that border with wenge, which is another exotic wood that we could use. It was way over the top. And
like it's stunning. I'm sitting here looking at a photo of it.
It's really incredible work.
It is absolutely a one-of-a-kind. I've never seen anything like it. And, Rhonda, I'm telling you, you need to come see this showroom. They have got some of the most interesting and unique pieces of wood I've seen in quite some time. I think this is right up your alley.
Oh, yeah. And do you source your woods like old woods, new woods, combination of both?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Yes.
there is one of the things that we say here a lot is that we don't have any rules. Our rules, we just make them up as we go. So if you come in and you say, I want to do this, sometimes we get overly excited by the ideas that customers, and we even have designers too that come in here, Rhonda, and they say, okay, I have this client and they have a kitchen and it's very stark, it's very boring, we need something to liven it up and bring in a little warmth. What do you guys think? And they'll bring us pictures of the whole place.
Right.
What if we made a big island right here and we did the island this way and we split it up, maybe we put some butterflies in there for accents or did some special inlay, and the wheels just start going.
Right.
I love that. You know, I think I've got this client now that, you know, they want this like really big, long table, you know, and it's very hard to source, you know, from, you know, just the normal furniture companies, you know, what they want. You know, it's almost like I told them, I said, we're going to have it made. I'm not going to be able to find this. You know, and so having people like you that do that kind of thing and can pick the different woods that we want. Like, I love black walnut. Like, I think that's the kind of the black walnut gets me excited. I love the way that looks. Mm-hmm. But I think it's like, you know, getting those little extra umps. I also have clients, and this is something I want to ask, is I had clients that it's like, you know, my grandparents just passed away. And I would love to use the barn wood and make something. Do you know anybody that can do that?
Yes, you do, Rhonda.
Yes, now I do.
The answer is you do.
Yeah. You know,
they've got several pieces of wood in here that could be used as a full-size table. I mean, I'm looking at them right now. They have got some interesting pieces.
It looks like you could fit 10 people
at one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
those are 13-foot long by 20-inch wide pieces of walnut, 2 inches thick. Yeah.
2-inch thick walnut. Wow. Good night.
Nice.
That's generational table right there.
Yeah, that is.
And actually, Rhonda, what you just said, we do that type of thing a lot where we'll have somebody. We've had people bring in doors from great-grandpa's outhouse.
Right.
And they're like, can you make something out of this?
Yep. Right.
Yeah. And we've made, you know, sometimes you just make a simple bench or something, but we've also done where, well, there's 12 grandchildren, and I'm like, well, we could make like a wall sconce for each of them out of parts of this.
Ooh.
Wow.
Nice.
We had somebody one time, they had doorknobs. It was the same kind of thing. They had a door, but they saved all the doorknobs from the place.
Okay.
So we incorporated doorknobs onto each piece, like wall sconce thing that we made out of that door. It was really, really neat. Yeah.
If we can think of it, we can build it.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't even have to have the full idea.
Right. Wow. Well, let somebody like me, you know, kind of use my creativity, and then you get somebody like you who knows how to bring it to life. And it's like, wow, you get a, you know, really good, like, can you do this? Like, I'm not a woodworker. I don't know what you can do. But it sounds like that you can do a lot.
It sounds like we're going to be having some interesting conversations.
Exactly. Yeah, I love it.
Now, you guys have a catalog, I assume. Is that catalog online where people can see other projects that you guys have done and just give them kind of an example of what you guys bring to the table?
So the answer to that is kind of. So the catalog that we were looking at off air, this is just it's basically a photo book of stuff that we've done when we had the time to throw together a photo book. Online, there's thousands of pictures of stuff that we've made over the 6 years that we've been here. I don't remember everything. I mean, people come in and they're like, hey, you guys made us a table, you know, 3 years ago. We want a matching bench. And I'm like,
What?
Please bring a photo.
Yes.
What is that website address? I'm sure people that are listening would be like, I want to look at this while y'all are talking.
The website address is rwrnc.com, and there is a ton of pictures of stuff that we've done on there, and there's even more on our social media, like Facebook and Instagram, and those are both RWRNC as well.
RWRNC.com.
Nice.
Well, you're listening to Making Home Great. If you have a question for any of our guests here, Keith or Brock or Tommy, give us a call.
Or Rhonda.
Or Rhonda.
Don't forget me.
919-860-9783. This is Making Your Home Great. And we're back here on Making Your Home Great from Rescue Wood Rehab, 718 North Main in Fuquay, Verena. Tommy, fall is coming, and you have a great line of string trimmers and anything to take care of the grass and the landscape.
Full line of outdoor power equipment that all runs on one battery system, yes, sir.
One battery. Everything's battery now.
It is. That's how it's moving. We carry the Milwaukee. And our power tools, we also carry it in our outdoor power equipment. And the same 18-volt battery that runs your power tools will run your power equipment.
And some of this is pretty light.
It is pretty light. They've got one of their blowers weighs 7 pounds. And I mean,
I've had sandwiches that weigh.
Yeah,
more
than
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And with a wide variety of battery options, you can make the battery as light as you want. You make it heavy as you want. The heavier the battery, the longer it's going to last you for runtime. We will do our entire parking lot and our whole sidewalk with a 5-amp-hour battery on one of our blowers, and we've still got enough charge left to do some weed eating after that.
Yeah, I mean, Milwaukee, great brand. Jeff, your dad, puts a lot of thought into having a brand.
Yes.
Why did he choose Milwaukee?
Well, actually, it comes down to, so we once a year we go to a trade show. Our supplier puts on a trade show. We were standing there in the middle of the highway. They put all of the power tool guys right in the same section. And we were standing there, and there's all these empty booths and with salesmen sitting there waiting for something to do. And then there's the Milwaukee booth. They brought every sales rep in from every state to work this, and every one of them was talking to a customer.
Yep.
And you go down, and I know everybody who's driven in Raleigh has seen all the road construction. But if you look in the back of those trucks, all of their cases say Milwaukee on it. So that's when we decided to switch. And keeping with one brand helps us to be very knowledgeable on it, and also helps us to help you if something, in the rare occasion, something does go wrong with the tool, or we need to replace a part on the tool or something, we can help with.
Right. So it's kind of like picking a restaurant. Pick the parking lot that's full, not the one that's empty.
Yep.
Yeah, and I can confirm that I have several Milwaukee tools. I also have several of the lime green tools, I'll just say that. And the battery runs out about 8 minutes after I started using the lime green tool. My Milwaukee, I can run that battery for a couple hours.
I have a question about the... I'm of the, I guess, generation, I got to have gas. If I'm cutting string trimming or I'm doing hedge trimming, you want to use my battery power? Get that thing out of here. It's not going to cut through anything. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Instant torque. It's all about instant torque. So from the second you pull that trigger, every bit of power that comes out of that motor is going to the end of that string trimmer. You don't have to wait for things to spool up. You don't have to worry about changing spark plugs. You don't have to worry about air filters. You don't have to worry about gas fumes. You don't have to worry about noise. They run quiet. They require very little to no maintenance. And by the time you're done using one battery, the next battery in your shop is charged up.
Okay,
but I'm going to have the... Oh, sorry. I'm going to have that power that I have with two-stroke.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
you
I...
You will have that power.
In my mind, I can't get past that.
More power.
Yes, I need
more
power.
More, more, more. You're listening to Making Your Home Great. We've got another great... half hour with Rhonda Benby Plummer from Help Me Rhonda Interiors. We got Keith Veronese from Rescue Wood Rehab, Tommy Hastings from Burt Brothers Hardware, and Brock Emmons from Triangle Radiant Barrier. And me. So keep us right where you are. 919-860-9783. This is Making Your Home Great.
This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. Remember, if you missed any of the portions of today's show, we archive all of our shows as podcasts available wherever you get your podcasts and on demand always at WPTF.com. Now back to our host.
Okay, and that would be me, Mike Sleiman, in for the irreplaceable Dave Alexander. Thank you very much. Yes, we're broadcasting live here from Rescue Wood Rehab. Somebody hands me a cookie, they're going to be my best friend forever. We're with Rhonda Bevy Plummer, along with, as we said, Keith Veronese from Rescue Wood Rehab, and Tommy Hastings from Burke Brothers Hardware. Let's turn back to Rhonda. You know, the summer's coming, and it always looks like people have in their sights, well, my grandma is coming in November, and I need this done. that's a hard conversation, isn't it, Rhonda, if they want something done.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. All right, yeah. So after July 4th, it seems like the gates open. It's like, okay, kids are, you know, a lot of year-round around here. Kids are going back to school. You know, summer vacations might be over. And they start thinking about the holidays, and it's like, oh my gosh, I need this, I need that. You know, my furniture's wore out. This room needs some help. A lot of people are planning to put their house on the market. And so I get a lot of calls from realtors to say, you know, can you help my client get their house ready to show? You know, so it gets really busy this time of year, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be honest with folks because they think of a certain completion date. They have no idea about how long it takes to order things, and that's something that really it's great to involve you because you can be honest with them and not disappoint them because you can just shoot straight with them and says, this is what we're going to do in this phase. I mean, you have different phases, don't you?
You have different phases, and I work with clients on how they want their phases to work. You know, unfortunately, all of us aren't in that 1% group. You know, we got all kinds of money, right? So some people have to do, you know, a little bit at the time. So, you know, my job is to go in, listen to that person, get a plan of what all they want to do, right? And then come up with a plan on where's the best place to start. You know, you don't want to all of a sudden say, you know, you need new floors, right? And then they're like, well, I want to get all the furniture first. And then I'm like, I know you want to get all the furniture first, but it doesn't make sense to get all the furniture, then have to move it all out while you do your floors. It's better to do the floors first. So you always think about the guts of your home. If you're doing anything to those, to that at all, painting, floors, you know, you need to redo your kitchen or whatever. All that needs to be done first. That's
You told me about the order. I mean, that's the thing, because you have years and years experience where you see the order was not followed correctly, and that can really mess up the time frames.
It messes up the time frames, and you waste money. I mean, it's like, you know, let's just say, for instance, that, you know, you like a particular paint color, and you've painted your whole house, and it's maybe an odd kind of color. And then all of a sudden you go and you pick, you know, it's time to pick your countertops because you're redoing your kitchen. Well, you can't find any countertop that you like that goes with that paint color.
Yeah,
so that's kind of doing things backwards. And the way you want to think about it is you pick the things that you have the least amount of choices for first. So even though there's a lot of countertops, in reality, there isn't a whole lot that you're going to like, right?
There's so definitely more paint colors, that's
absolutely
for sure.
A lot more paint colors to choose from. So when I'm, you know, doing a remodel or building a house, paint color is like one of the last things I think about. I'll have a client that'll go, well, what do you think about the paint color? And I'm like, we're not going to go there yet. We're just not going
to
go there yet.
So
because
it's
a waste of time, right?
It sounds to me like when you're planning these things out, you're picking the little details
that are going to be the last thing to do, but you're picking those things first. Does that make sense, what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, because they're most noticeable.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you're going to pick out, you know, chair fabric and countertops. You're going to pick those things out first, and then you're going to do the wall painting and stuff first when you go to. I feel like I'm not
exactly making sense. Exactly. So when, for instance, when I'm, let's just say I'm building a new house with a client, right? The first thing, unless you're doing custom cabinets, the first thing we pick is cabinets. And the reason for that, if you're doing a, you know, a semi-custom line or, you know, an RTA line or whatever, then you only have so many colors to choose from. And here's the kicker, guys. Not all whites are created equal.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of different whites. You have different undertones of white. You know, so you pick the cabinet first. And then the only time I do not pick the cabinet first is if you're doing a custom cabinet, and we can pick any color in the world to paint that cabinet, right? So I do cabinets first, and then that's for the whole house. Cabinets first, and then we do countertops, you know, because that is, you can't do a countertop with a, you know, a cabinet if you only got three different choices of cabinets. You might go pick a countertop, and then those cabinets don't match that countertop, right? You know, so that's why you pick the cabinets first.
Yeah,
and then I move on to, you know, like tile would be the next thing, you know,
right.
So if you're picking out any kind of tiles, any kind of flooring, anything like that. So you're going from what you have the least amount of choices of first to what you have the most choices of. And when you do it that way, ooh, you get a great outcome. And it's not so stressful. I've been doing this for 30 years. And clients get stressful if you, you know, get stressed out if, you know, you take them to pick tile first. Well, good Lord, have y'all been to a tile store? I mean, it's a lot of tile. Right? And it overwhelms them. Whereas
that's why I hire a designer, so I don't have to go to them.
So, whereas if you've got this cabinet and you got this countertop with you, then, you know, 75% of that tile doesn't even work. So you're automatically eliminating so many choices. And so that's why it is more satisfying and enjoyable to a client when they don't have so many choices. Let's face it, if they wouldn't hire me if they were good at it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they get really overwhelmed.
That's Rhonda Bimby Plummer from Help Me Rent Interiors. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but we are going to take a break. And if you have a question for Rhonda or any of our guests here, Keith Veronese from Rescue Wood Rehab or Tommy Hastings from Burke Brothers Hardware, we'd love to hear from you. 919-860-9783. This is Making Your Home Great.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now.
Thank you very much. We're back here for one more break. Boy, this time has just flown by. You need to make an effort to stop by Rescue Wood Rehab. They're at 718 North Main, where we are in Fuquay Verena, in the Fuquay Verena Shopping Center. Rhonda was talking about paint, and like I said, your dad, he wants to just have one brand.
One really good
just
brand.
Just one really good brand, and he's chosen for paint.
Benjamin Moore.
Why Benjamin Moore?
They have been
because
doing
Milwaukee
it.
Doesn't make paint.
Because Milwaukee, yes. That's Milwaukee. Why. Milwaukee made paint, it would just be red. It would be red. But no. They've been doing it for a long time. Jeff, in a previous life at a previous hardware store, sold a lot of Ben Moore paint. It's really, really high quality paint.
It's like one coat.
It is. Yeah. No,
it's heavy.
I have painted over wallpaper in one coat before. We had the house we live in. This addition was done in 1910, and it was redone in the 70s. So there's floral wallpaper everywhere.
And you wanted to cover that?
And shag, yeah.
Strange.
Yeah, And we're redoing it, repainting it, and rather than try and strip the wallpaper off of plaster, we decided to just try and paint over it and preserve what we could. and I was amazed at how well the coverage worked on even on something like floral wallpaper.
Did you skim coat it or just paint it?
Spray paint. It goes, I mean, so the Regal's what we used, it's a really thick paint. There's little to no water weight in it. And even beyond that, the Aura, which is their cream of the crop paint, it spreads on almost like butter.
I mean, did you use a primer? Or you just?
It is a paint and primer all in one, and they really mean it.
See, that's another thing. I guess I'm at the age I gotta have primer.
They really mean it.
Yeah.
It is an all in one, and we've got close to 16 feet of paint chips. You're talking about there's a lot more paint options. There is.
Yeah.
I've got 16 feet of paint chips, and that's not even all of it.
No, your dad has told me. He says, if you want to, just pick up Benjamin Moore and another brand. I mean,
Benjamin
just
Moore
the weight
is going to be heavier.
The weight, yeah.
Considerably heavier. And we've got, I mean, 30 or 40 different shades of white. So she was talking about there's a ton of different whites. We've got the historical collection with all the historical colors that they used to redo Colonial Williamsburg. Those colors, we've got all those.
Is there a Milwaukee paint sprayer?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look. I haven't seen one. I haven't seen it. They've got Milwaukee makes a caulk gun. They make garden sprayers. So if they don't, I'm sure they're working on it because those guys are working on making new tools.
All right, attention, Milwaukee. We're going to need a cordless paint sprayer in the 18-volt, you think?
The 18-volt would probably work well, yeah.
Keith, I've seen people walk out with pieces of wood.
Yeah, we sell people. like I said, we have no rules here. We have a lot of local woodworkers. There's a lot of great woodworkers in the area, and they'll come in here and they'll say, okay, I'm working on this. You got anything that'll work? And our wood in here changes all the time. So if you come in today and you say, well, none of this really, you know, jumps out at me, doesn't really speak to me, come back next week. There'll be a whole other set of wood in here, and you'll find something. And we get those people that want to do a project themselves, or maybe they just need a little push, or somebody to just be like, no, you're doing everything right. This is going to look great. But use this wood. Don't use this wood for this reason.
You also can do something for the handy people, right? So you do other things with people that know how to handle a bandsaw and not injure themselves, people that are experienced. What can you do for the handyman? People that can actually
brainstorm,
do some woodwork and don't have the place to do it.
We have classes here. We offer the services of, like, if you don't have a planer, we'll plane something down. If you don't have a drum sander, we can drum sand something down. We can do part of a project,
mm-hmm,
or push you in the right direction to get things done.
Yeah, and I guess that's part of the draw with this, that you can be a part of the piece, right? Like, I did that. There's certain satisfaction where you can add a little bit of yourself to it.
Yeah, I think that when you do part of a project, you take pride in it.
Yeah.
But you may not have every tool. So that's those services we offer to be able to get someone partway through a project without having to go and buy a, you know, $1,000 planer to be able to complete the project that they're doing.
The planer was like $4,000.
Okay, yeah, it was a little more than that.
I don't know if this is a good time to bring that up.
Yeah, your general run of the mill planer you can get for under $1,000, but yeah, the more industrial planer it's going to cost a lot more. So, you know, being able to help people with the project because they may just not have the right tool, and we certainly want to help folks out with a project that maybe they don't have the skills to use that tool. If they've never used a router, it's not something you just jump on and use the router right away.
No.
Right? It's something you want to practice a little
bit.
That's why they sell the cheap wood, like pine.
Yes. You practice on pine.
Plywood.
Yeah. A big reason that we're kind of here is educating people in the area about things that they can do. What was your reason for starting this business?
So Rescue Wood Rehab really started. I wanted to jump off of the corporate ship. I spent 30 years in training and development and operations, and I wanted to not live on a plane anymore. So I decided to open a business that really catered to my hobby. And I've been doing woodworking all my life, And so opening Rescued Wood Rehab was really just a passion project, right?
Yeah.
And it was something that I thought it'd be great for this community and be able to provide a service and meet the needs of people in the community by, you know, offering my services and ultimately, you know, having bringing Keith on here and Dylan and on our team. We've created a great spot where people can come and at the very least get a bit of advice on doing something, and at the most we complete the project for them.
Yeah, we invite you to come see it this weekend. What are your hours?
We are open Monday through Saturday 9 to 5, and then Sunday 12 to 4.
Okay,
so we're almost.
It seems like we're always here.
We're always here.
And we hear all the time, well, we hear how good it smells, but mostly we hear how unique this store is.
It really is. It really is. And we're just seeing this gorgeous wood that Mother Nature has brought us.
It's a tourist place.
It is a tourist destination. People bring their families here when they're here on vacation.
You've never seen anything like this. We're like Niagara Falls of the South.
No, Niagara Falls of Fuquay. Yeah, perfect.
That's what it is, yeah.
Come see us, all right? It's at 718 North Main. We're at Rescue Wood Rehab. We got a few more minutes with this crew. We'll be back right here on WPTF. And we are back here on Making Your Home Great. Give us a call at 919-860-9783. Rhonda, you know, the thing that I have learned over knowing you for a number of years is you're not like an architect that has like a style. Like that, you can look at something and that is that architect. You really are the personification of your customers, aren't you?
I really do listen to my customers. I never want anybody to walk into one of the houses I've done and go, oh, Rhonda did this house. Because that is...
Rhonda, we love you.
I know. It's like, that means that I didn't listen. You know, not everybody wants my style, right? So I do all styles. You know, if you're contemporary, I can do contemporary. If you're Southwestern, I can do that. If you're farmhouse, I can do that. You know, whatever your style is.
Rhonda, what exactly is modern farmhouse? Because I hear that a lot, and I have no idea what they're asking.
See it all over TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. Modern farmhouse would be like taking very clean lines, everything being kind of like monochromatic, and bringing in those warm, different textures, you know, like wood, right? You know, putting in the beams.
That's the perfect answer, Rhonda. Perfect answer.
Wood. When in doubt, add wood.
Exactly. Like everything being very clean. You know, it's not, as we say, it's not throwing up, you know, farmy stuff, right? It's just very clean and very textured. So you might go into a living room, it's got wood beams in it, wood floors, and then the furniture is all like creamy with different textures, and then there might be, you know, a little bit of gold over here, a little bit of silver over here, and then it can have some furry kind of stuff to bring in all the textures, but it's all very textured and very like one color, bringing in different elements for the warmth, you know, like woods and metals and different types of fabrics.
So we are literally modern farmhouse. That's
you really are. Yeah.
You are.
Yeah,
you,
definitely.
But you're also more than that. You're a modern farmhouse, you're non-modern farmhouse. You know, every style has
French
wood.
Provincial.
You know, so what's in style right now, modern farmhouse is still in style. And the lighter woods are in style. So that's what I would like to see, you know, what you have. You know, like which wood can become that blonde wood that is more beige and not that yellow undertone. That's what's popular.
You bring up a good point. We've seen a bit of a trend away from, not completely away from, but away from more walnut colors. And moving toward maple and white oak, that has been kind of a trend in the last year or so, or maybe two.
Right.
But you know, there's still a place for walnut and cherry in our lives. But you know, I think you know, modern farmhouse or any style is whatever the customer really likes, and that exactly. And that's the thing. And we all have a little bit of different definition. Right. We'll have folks who come in and say, "I want a barnwood table, dining table," and we try to tell them, "No, you don't. you don't want yeah. holes. You don't want holes in your dining table." But what they're really looking for is that farmhouse style that you spoke of.
The modern farmhouse.
The modern farmhouse.
Modern farmhouse. Yeah. They want to bring that warmth in.
Thank you for clarifying that.
And personally, I think warmth needs to be brought in to every house. Like, you know, the very contemporary, modern, you know, New York loft, you know, types of things don't appeal to a lot of people. It's very cold. You know, you're talking about, you know, black, white, and steel.
Okay, you very know, quickly. Thank you, Rhonda. Yeah. We're about ready out of time here.
Out of time, yeah.
Give them your contact info.
Yes, it's helpmerhondainteriors.com, and the number is 919-263-9054.
And Tommy?
You can find us at 5227 Hillsborough Street. Our phone number is 919-851-1211.
Burke Brothers Hardware and Lance Marty.
Rescued Wood Rehab, 718 North Main Street, and RWRNC.com.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. This is Making Your Home Great.